The Food and Drugs Board has begun investigations to establish the source of a fake anti-malaria artesanate drug on the Ghanaian market. It has therefore appealed to the public not to treat malaria cases with single-dose drug. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of post-market surveillance at the Food and Drugs Board, Thomas Amejru, asked Ghanaians to be cautious of medicines they buy, especially from vendors or chemical shops. They should also examine critically the packaging of medicines they use. He spoke to Cecilia.
It's an exercise the board does to ensure the quality of anti-malarials on the market. We go around the whole country, purchase samples and subject them to laboratory analysis. So it's in the course of the analysis that we discovered that this one is the counterfeit brand.
Where exactly was this particular artesanate located?
It was found in the Volga region, and it doesn't contain any artesanate at all, so it cannot treat the malaria that it's supposed to treat.
The drugs for malaria, in what form does it come?
There are many different forms that they come in, you know. And so all you need to do is to be checking your packaging that you are used to a particular brand. Keep samples of that brand or the packaging. Then when you get new ones, compare it and see if there are any discrepancies. Then you report it to the Food and Drugs Board. I cannot name all the brands on the market.
But can you tell us the ones that have been approved to be used in Ghana?
There are many that have been approved. I can't list all. You can even come to the board, we'll provide you with a list of them. Or you go to our website. Them in combination, artesanate amodiaquine or artesanate lumefantrine.
And that is the approved way?
Yeah.
Do you know how the medicine got into the country?
We have not yet determined that. Now that we know where it was sourced from, we are going to pick it up from there as to who brought it into the country, what quantities have been brought, and how far and why it has been distributed. That is the next thing on our agenda now. So hopefully within these few days, we'll get to the bottom of it, how it came into the country.
What about the pharmacy shop that you found the drug?
We are going to start from there. And if we see any complicity in their procurement practices, that is, they also knowingly procure it, then they will face regulatory sanctions. If not, so we know what to do.
Do you think that our borders are porous? That is why we have such medicines entering the country.
Exactly so. You know, the borders are very poor, especially the eastern borders. And so far, as a regulatory agency, most of the counterfeits that we encountered came through the eastern borders. It is very difficult because you have so many towns and villages still can astride those borders, and people legally cross in and out every day, so it's very difficult to patrol them.
Does the MDB have the power to close down pharmacy shops that sell fake medicine?
No, we don't regulate pharmacy shops. We regulate the product. So when the product is not approved or is not of the right quality, we have the power to revoke its licensing or remove it from the market. But as to closing down the pharmacy also, it is the work of the pharmacy council.
But you can recommend?
Yeah, we can recommend.
What do you have for Ghanaians?
We want to assure Ghanaians that we are doing all we can to ensure their safety as far as drugs that they consume are concerned. But we are also by this entreating them to be on the lookout, to take it some little time to examine carefully the products that they purchase, and if they suspect anything, they should not hesitate to let the Food and Drugs Board know about it.
Head of post-market surveillance at the Food and Drugs Board, Thomas Amejru, talking to Seth Aya.